I'm Patricia Pierce. Welcome to the Evolutionary Activist Podcast. We are living at an important moment in our history, a time that is calling us into a new way of being, a new consciousness from which a sustainable, just, and peaceful future can arise. In this podcast, we explore ways to help that future take hold within ourselves so that together we can help it come forth in our world. Today, I would like to talk with you about looking at this present age and the crises that we face, and how we ourselves can be present in this time in a way that is healing and moves towards a future that is just, sustainable, and peaceful. So the word crisis, I'm sure you have heard, it's become sort of cliche now, this understanding that the word crisis in Chinese is made up of two characters, one meaning dangerous and one meaning opportunity. So there is this understanding that the moment of crisis, yes, it's dangerous, and it contains within it an opportunity. Well, I'm sure, heard that before, and today I would like to bring in something a little bit different. And that is to look at the word crisis from the Greek, which is where our English word comes from directly. The etymology of our English word crisis is that it comes from the Greek word, and the word in Greek means to decide or to come to a decision. So the word that we use, crisis, in Greek means to decide. Now, I was interested in learning not too long ago that the first time that this word crisis was used in English, it actually was used as a medical term. And it referred to that moment in the course of a disease in which the disease would either continue and the body would most likely die, or the disease would shift, the body would shift and move towards wholeness and healing. So the crisis in a disease, the crisis was that point of decision, that point when the path of this disease would be determined. So if we think about our present situation in that framework as a kind of a disease that is playing out on our planet, what does that disease look like? Well, what we see is we see behaviors of attack. We see human beings attacking one another. We see humankind attacking the planet. And so there is this basic element in this disease of attack. And if we think of it in medical terms, the kind of disease that we're witnessing is an autoimmune disease because, as I've mentioned in previous episodes, there really is only one life. And so when we attack, for instance, when we attack the planet, when we attack the ecosystem, we are attacking the same life that we are part of. So we are engaging in self-attack. And that, of course, is an autoimmune dysfunction. Now, an autoimmune disease basically is a disease in which the body is confused. It misunderstands what it is. There's this misperception. It fails to recognize itself as itself. And so it engages in this self-destructive behavior attack. This is very similar to what I mentioned in the previous episode where I talked about metamorphosis. And I talked about the transformation that the caterpillar undergoes in the chrysalis when the entire structure of the caterpillar dissolves into this soup, and then these cells of the emerging butterfly begin to find each other and form these imaginal buds, what are called imaginal buds. And the immune system of the caterpillar perceives these emerging organs of the butterfly as an alien intrusion and begins to attack them. Well, that's very much like what we are seeing in our global autoimmune disease. Earth has an autoimmune disease, and it resides in the mind of the human species that is looking through this lens of separateness, the lens that I often refer to as the ego mind. So there is this autoimmune disease playing out on the earth. There is this escalating danger of attack because of our technology. Our attacks become more lethal, even though they may lessen in numbers. The potential for them becoming extremely lethal is there. We're facing this environmental crisis in which there is this attack on the environment that threatens the life of the whole ecosystem. So we have this autoimmune disease playing out on the planet, and we find ourselves in the moment of crisis, the moment where in which it will be determined which path the planet is going to take. Will this trajectory towards continued destruction continue, or will there be a shift? Well, as the Greek word crisis tells us, it's a decision. We decide. The course of this autoimmune disease isn't already written in stone. It is something that we are in this age, in this very moment, we are deciding, each of us. So the question becomes, how can we help this crisis be the moment in which a new future is moved toward? If we think of ourselves as a single cell in this body that is all of life on the planet, then we can ask ourselves, how can I be a healthy cell? How can I be a cell that contributes to the healing of the body? Well, if the disease is one of attack and of the misperception of the, quote, other as the enemy that needs to be vanquished, if that's the disease, then if I want to be a healthy cell, then that is the behavior that I decide not to engage in, because I know that that's the destructive behavior. To be a healthy cell, I begin to examine my own thoughts. I begin to notice whether I myself am engaging in attack, whether in my thoughts or in my words or in my actions. If I am engaging in attack in any of those ways, I am functioning as a diseased cell. I am perpetuating the illness. But if I am examining my thoughts, my words, my behaviors, and filtering out the tendency to attack, then I myself am moving towards health, and I am contributing to the health of the body. Now, one of the ways that this illness can show up is when we are engaging in attack towards ourselves, when we see ourselves as the enemy to be vanquished, when we see ourselves as a person to be judged and condemned. That simply is another permutation of the same disease. And so we also begin to release self-judgment, because we know that that is just part of this misperception that makes up this autoimmune disease. We often think that disease is contagious, and of course it is, but what we often fail to recognize is that health is contagious. And so the healthier we become, the more we are able to release the tendency of attack, release the misconception of enemy, the more we are able to become a radiant cell that is radiating out health. And that health and wholeness within us is contagious. It does spread, and it supports the health and wholeness of those around us, and it supports the health and wholeness of the entire body. So in this moment, this historic moment in which we find ourselves, this moment of crisis, this moment of dangerous opportunity, we get to decide. And I hope that really lands in you, that we get to decide. That's a tremendous power that we have. We get to decide to be agents of health and healing. It's not out there in somebody else to decide. It's within each of us. It's within you. You have the power to decide whether you will be an agent of health and healing on this planet in this particular moment of crisis. And so to be that kind of a healthy cell, we begin to pay attention to the thoughts that we harbor, the beliefs that we indulge, that we entertain, that we feed, are they beliefs of love or are they beliefs of division? So all of these are ways in which we become deciders in this moment of crisis on this earth, helping this trajectory of the planet move in the direction of wholeness and a sustainable and peaceful and just future. So I hope this has been helpful to you to think about these times and the moment of crisis and how we are empowered actually in this moment to play our role in this evolutionary transition that we are in the midst of. So I hope that this week you'll be able to begin to pay attention to those thoughts, pay attention to those beliefs, and pay attention to your own health and wholeness so that you can become that radiant cell that is contagious to those around you. And if you haven't yet done so, I encourage you to download the ebook that you will find here, Awakening to Love in a Time of Fear, 5 Essential Practices. In that ebook, I talk more about this releasing of the idea of enemy and other and attack. So until next week, peace.